PageantTalkZone.com.
It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes. This is the show that will inform and inspire you whether you're preparing for a pageant competition or just want to be an everyday beauty queen. We're here to help you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, and thanks so much for listening today. I'm Valerie Hayes, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you find joy and success at your next competition or in your life as an everyday beauty queen. We're here to help you get the information you need in order to achieve all your goals and dreams. We want to help you make this year your best year ever. Well, I know that if you're a contestant, you absolutely, positively want to compete in a pageant production that's flawless and wonderful. There's nothing like being part of a well-produced pageant. And whether you're just starting your career as a pageant director or you've been putting on pageants for years, you're always probably looking for ideas on how to improve your pageant production. Well, on today's show, we're all going to have the opportunity to learn from one of the most successful, most well-known pageant directors in the pageant community. So if you don't already have something to take notes, take a minute to get ready right now, because I know you're going to want to write down every word. But before we get to that, I want to make a few announcements. I want to let everyone know that the houseofpageantry.com is offering a new program where they're offering free basic listings. It's a marketplace for everything pageant. They're excited to announce their free basic listings for all things sold at House of Pageantry. So your pageant items that you're looking to resell because you want to buy new, you can go ahead and list. Classified ads for your business start at 50 cents, and free basic listings are available for items you're going to sell. Just simply sign up and start a listing. It only takes about 3 minutes. Plus, for those of you who sign up between now and May 1st, you'll have an opportunity to be part of their very first free giveaway. So sign up to be a buyer or seller. Check the giveaway directions at the website. Don't forget to check them out. They're fabulous. www.houseofpageantry.com. I also want to let everyone know that we got a note from our friend Melissa Hooks, and she says that they are excited to announce that the All-American Pageant and Mrs. All-American Pageant is returning to the original national crown as their national crown. The pageants will also be changing their state crowns to match. By returning to the original crown, the pageant is celebrating their 15-year heritage and the founding of the All-American Pageants. Melissa says she's very excited to celebrate the changing to the new, back to the original crowns with their 16th national pageant, and she feels it's going to be truly a landmark year. Be certain to check them out, the All-American Pageant and the Mrs. All-American Pageant, at their website as well as Facebook. I also want to remind everyone that if you're getting ready for your spring or summer pageant, it's still time to practice your interview skills on your own with my Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD and my downloadable ebook, 501 Perfect Practice Questions. The audio CD is full of the exact same coaching and advice that you would get if you were sitting here in my office. And my ebook, 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, is the number one tool you've absolutely got to have in order to get that top interview score. And the best part is that proceeds from each and every purchase benefit Kiva, which is an organization that empowers others to lift themselves out of poverty. As you and I both know, pageantry is all about personal improvement and self-development. And the women and families who receive funds from Kiva use those funds to build businesses and careers in order to provide a better way of life for their family. So if you're getting ready for your spring or summer pageant, don't wait another day. Just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview Audio C graphic and the 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page, and you're going to get started to working towards your top interview score. Well, on today's show, we're getting the inside scoop on what it takes to develop and produce a fabulous pageant that has a reputation of excellence. And my guest today certainly is well regarded by everyone in the pageant community as someone who consistently delivers on that. He has been a director for the Miss Universe organization for the past 18 years, and this is also his second year to work with the Mrs. United States system. He runs his company, Van Bros and Associates, along with his fabulous brother, Jason, and amazing sister, Sister Jennifer. Sure. Jennifer was Miss Kansas America 1998. And so he has a multifaceted understanding of the pageant experience from numerous vantage points. Van Brose is headquartered in Overland Park, Kansas, where John resides. He's a graduate of Jersey Village High School in Texas, go Texas, and graduated from the University of Kansas with a double major, he's a smart boy, in political science and sociology. We're so thrilled to welcome him to this show. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, John Vanetta. Hi, John.
Hi, Valerie. How are you doing? It's an honor to be here with you today.
Well, it's a thrill to have you here. And before we do, you know, the official part of the interview, you just got back from a pageant, didn't you?
I did. I got back last night about 9 p.m. We held the Mrs. Tennessee United States pageant over the weekend in Clarksville, Tennessee, and it was a huge success. We had a group of amazing ladies, just amazing. It was such a privilege to get to know each and every one of them, and I think any of them would have made a great Mrs. Tennessee United States, but we're absolutely thrilled and honored to work with Stephanie Lynch, who did walk away with the title.
You know, it's always great to hear about yet another fabulous pageant production. And I know that when contestants are looking at a pageant, you know, and let's be honest, most contestants now, when they're looking at a pageant, they're looking at a website online, and they're trying to get a sense of the reputation of the director and the production company. And I know that over your years in pageantry, you are unequaled in the number of pageants you manage and maintain a high level of excellence. But let's step back to the very, very beginning, John. How did you first get involved in directing a pageant?
Well, it was kind of a unique story. I actually grew up in Texas. Not a lot of people know that. I moved there in the third grade, and I graduated from high school and actually started college there before I came back to Kansas to finish my degree because my family had all moved back from Texas to Kansas. But I grew up in Texas, and, of course, pageants reign supreme there. And
yeah, it's so pageant central here.
Yes. You cannot live in Texas and not be a fan of pageants or get a little bit of excited about what they do. And I grew up in high school. I was in high school during the big Miss Texas USA run of five straight Miss USAs. So that was an exciting time for the state of Texas and pageantry. And I got excited about pageants during that time in my life. I had even dated a girl in high school that entered the Miss Texas Teen USA program and then later the Miss Texas USA program, and I kind of got to see firsthand how much she changed from being a part of pageantry and how she went from being a little bit shyer to being much more self-assured and having so much more self-confidence, to dressing differently, to presenting herself in a more positive or a better way every day in her everyday life. And so I kind of saw at a very young age not only the exciting part of pageants in following Miss Texas USA, but firsthand the other attributes and positive things that could come from participation in pageants. When I moved to Kansas to go to college, the Miss USA pageant happened to be held in Wichita four straight years in a row. And so I thought, wow, what a weird twist of fate that I moved to Kansas from Texas and now the Miss USA pageant's in Kansas. So my brother Jason and my sister Jennifer, who was younger at that time, we all decided to go see the Miss USA pageant. And we had a blast, and it was incredible. It was amazing, actually. We got to watch Carol Gist be crowned, and then we saw Kelly McCarty of Kansas crowned, and we saw Shannon Marquette crowned. And during those 3 years that we were there, I happened to meet the gentleman who was directing the Kansas USA program, and he had asked my brother and I if we would want to help him by passing out his cards on the campus of KU. And of course, we were, you know, thrilled beyond belief to think that we were going to be even a small part of the Miss Kansas USA pageant. And he asked me to actually write the script for his telecast when Kelly returned as Miss USA. The Miss Kansas USA was going to be televised live, so he asked me if I would write a script for that. Well, I had no experience in it, had never done it before, but I did it. I sat there with my little stopwatch and literally timed out everybody's part and made sure that the show was exactly 2 hours and every commercial was 2 minutes. And we got it down, and it worked. And during that time, I happened to meet Michael Bracken from the Miss Universe pageant. He was the vice president at that time, and we hit it off. And the next year, the man who had Miss Kansas USA decided to abruptly resign. And Michael called me in and said, you know what, we don't typically do this. We have a huge waiting list of people who want to be state directors. He goes, but there's just something about you. And he said, I can tell that you really love pageants, and you've got some interesting ideas, and I enjoyed it when I was in Kansas and met you. He said, would you be interested in trying 1 year to see how it worked? Would you and your brother be interested in directing the state of Kansas? And, of course, we were college kids with no jobs, so this was quite an experiment for the Miss
Universe organization. Right, exactly.
Yeah, but we decided to do it, and we did it, and we had a great time. Michael attended our first pageant to check up on us, and he seemed to be pretty pleased. And by that year's Miss Teen USA pageant, they were asking us if we would take over Missouri as well. And so we did, and we ran Kansas and Missouri for about 6 years before they offered us Oklahoma, and then followed Nebraska, and within the last 3 years we added Arkansas. So that's the history of how Van Brost came to be.
So it certainly wasn't something you started out planning to do, but
no,
it was,
I was going to
a combination
to be a
of
lawyer. Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly. So it's a combination of being in the right place at the right time, but also you really demonstrated, you know, when you were timing those things to make sure they came out to the split second, I think you really demonstrated at an early age, so to speak, what you're well known for, in that you and Van Brost, that, you know, the whole Van Brost team is well known for really putting on precision, high quality programs. But let me go back for just a minute. So you did that. You were the college kid, you and your brother, you're
right,
producing your first pageant, and then slowly it starts to expand. Let's just talk about that first pageant for a second. What was the secret to producing? You know, you guys were new. You were newbies,
right,
and
right,
young. You didn't, you know, you didn't have 10 or 15 years of business experience. What was the
right
secret to doing that first pageant so well?
Truthfully, Valerie, watching the Miss Texas USA pageant as a kid, I had the bar set. The bar was set for me at a very high level. I didn't know anything but the best. And so I wanted to produce what I grew up believing was what a pageant was supposed to be like. And so we set out to do what we had grown up knowing as what a pageant would be. And we hit the phones and we hit the streets and we recruited. And in that first pageant, we had the most that Kansas had ever had in a state pageant. We had 31 teens in our first pageant. And we had a fantastic winner that first year. It was Danielle Boatwright, who went on to fame with Survivor years later. And she placed a second runner-up for us at Nationals. So it's been a roller coaster of wonderful, wonderful experiences right from the beginning.
And it sounds to me like you have it sounds to me like you really pay attention to the details. A lot of directors don't want to do the details, and maybe they hire that out, or they delegated it out to a volunteer. How do you and your staff manage all the details? Because there's a lot of details that go into a full year. You know, as soon as your pageant is over, the next pageant starts, and you're starting recruiting and getting materials out there and lining up
right
the venue. How do you guys manage all those details?
Well, it's difficult, but I'm blessed because I have a brother and a sister who share my passion for pageantry. If I had to do all of it alone, I probably would have to hire help. And I do think when you let loose or give control up of some of the things that are the most important to you, you run the risk that it won't be done to the standards that you hold. I don't have that problem. My brother, for example, is a graphic artist through college. So we have a top-rate website, and our graphics are always top-notch, and that's because I have a brother who's in that industry. My sister grew up around Jason and I producing pageants and had grown up in Texas as well and had a love for pageantry. This started to compete, was unable to compete in the Miss USA program because of our involvement. So because she was a singer, she competed in the Miss America pageant and had the opportunity to go to Miss America in 1998, which was such a thrill for our family, and really gave us another perspective of pageantry as that of the family instead of the producer or the director. And so she brings so much knowledge to the pageant that between the three of us, Jennifer focuses a lot on recruiting and talking with the contestants and their families, and I focus a lot on the title holders and the preparation for nationals, which for us goes pretty much year round. You know, by the time we finish preparing five ladies for Miss USA, it's time to prepare ladies for Mrs. United States, and by the time that's over, for Miss Teen USA. This year we have the additional difficulty of getting our five Miss Teen USA and our Mrs. United States title holders all ready at the same time, because both of those national pageants are going to go on during the same week in July. So we have quite a challenge ahead of us this summer. But we each have our own little niche that we fit into. I typically write the scripts for the show. Jason typically works with me to come to put the music together. We really do, as a three-person team, keep the majority of the details to ourselves, and then we bring in someone to choreograph the dance. None of us are dancers, and we bring in backstage help and volunteers to work in the dressing room and to do things like that. And we like to use professional theaters where they have professional tech staffs that we can trust to do the lighting and the sound and things like that. But the day-to-day details we pretty much, for the most part, keep control of amongst ourselves. And I'm just blessed because I have that way two other people that I can work with, whereas a lot of directors don't have that opportunity.
So it sounds to me like one of the things you're saying for a director to be successful is make sure that you have a small group of people who are good at things that you're not necessarily good at, so that they can take on the responsibility for those aspects of the production. And then do you all have regular staff meetings? Do you all work in the same office? Do you do it via phone? How do you coordinate those activities with your core staff?
We do all live in the same area. We're very close. At one point, Jason, Jennifer, and myself all lived in the same condo complex. We office together until recently. Jason now resides in Chicago, so we work with him through conference calling. But we do meet regularly. We have some staff members in the office that work for us, and they help us with the filing and the databasing in the computer and tasks like that that if we had to do, we would not have the time to put forth into the actual planning of the event and working with the title holders, which is where our true passion belongs.
And I know that you have a strong preference for a professional theater where you've got professional, support staff, lighting and audio. And I know that's one of the reasons why your productions are always so, amazingly done. When you're at the actual pageant, do you have production staff meetings every day, or do you just kind of give general direction? How do you run the pageant when you're there for that weekend?
The fortunate thing is that the team of people we've put together are mostly people who have grown up within our pageant family. They're former title holders, they're mothers of former title holders, they're family members of former contestants or former contestants that have come back to be chaperones and things like that. It is truly very much a family event when we hold a production. Almost all of our volunteers have come from within our program one way or the other. And so we don't even have to have very many meetings anymore at the pageants because everyone has pretty much got their job down and knows what their job is and what to do. We may have one meeting towards the beginning of the pageant just to make sure that no one has any questions or problems. But for the most part, everybody knows their job. We try to keep the same team together as much as we can, with the exception of the Mrs. pageants. And I must say that I have really enjoyed doing the Mrs. United States pageants the last couple of years because the numbers of the contestants are much smaller. So our staff needs are much smaller. And for the most part, we have about four people. It's usually Jason, my brother, myself, our photographer, and one other person from our office. And so I have the and of course the choreographer, whoever we bring in to do that, but I have the opportunity to actually get backstage and work with the contestants and help call the show and collect the scarves after swimsuit and give them their sashes to put on before they go out for their final look. And I really enjoy that because I get to be much more hands-on than I do with our USA and Teen USA programs, where ultimately I end up sitting in the second row and watching the show with everyone else, which is nice and it's enjoyable. But I have enjoyed with the Mrs. Pageants having the opportunity to be even more hands-on than I am with the Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state pageants.
And, you know, and to your credit, I think that shows your ability to manage a pageant with a lot of participants as well as a pageant with a small number of participants. And I know from the comments of contestants, because let's be honest, I hear contestant comments all the time about directors and pageants. I know that you're able to maintain that standard of excellence for both the larger pageants as well as the smaller pageants. Well, today I'm talking with John Vanetta of Van Brose & Associates about how they've achieved a reputation of excellence in the pageant industry. It's already time for a quick break, but stay tuned because when we come back, John is going to talk about managing two completely different pageant systems, Miss USA and Mrs. United States. So stay tuned and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Have you dreamed of being Miss Teen World? If you're from Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New York, or Michigan and are between 13 and 19, you could be the next Miss Teen United States World or Miss Teen World. You'll develop self-confidence, strengthen speaking skills, and make new friendships that will last a lifetime. No experience needed, and you could be in a national fashion magazine and take home more than $10,000 in cash and prizes. Just give us a call at 513-855-4133 or visit our website at WrightPageantProductions.homestead.com to get your free information package.
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look. Are you struggling with choosing a pageant wardrobe? Are you hoping to discover your own winning style? Meet professional model, former title holder, owner, and fashion stylist of La Casa Hermosa Gown Shop, Robin Fleming. Robin has over 25 years of experience in fashion styling, personal branding, and creating winning looks in all phases of pageant competition. Robin knows how powerful personal branding can catapult you to the crowning moment, and she and her staff have helped hundreds of women achieve their dreams. Working with the professional stylists at La Casa Hermosa, you can select wardrobe to play up your assets, create your own winning style, and set yourself apart from the crowd in each phase of the competition. Be seen as the winner at your next pageant. Visit La Casa Hermosa online at lacasahermosa.com or call today 561-301-5523 for your personal appointment. They don't just sell you a dress, they dress you to win. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same partner, you're going to be practicing the same 50 or 60 questions over and over again. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division, teen, miss, or Mrs. and Ms. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer, print it out, and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.valeriehays.com, and click on Shop. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.